share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is decisions like these that allow this pandemic to rage on. Recently, a Facebook group called Boom Go Employee, notoriously known as a platform for employees to expose difficult bosses, shared an anonymous story submission about a factory that forced their employees to show up at work although many of them were under quarantine. In the post, the admin explained on behalf of the anonymous netizen that the factory was forced to close down temporarily after many of their employees tested positive for COVID-19. The company has 200 employees. Out of the 200 employees, 126 of them ended up with positive results. 70 of the employees were required to quarantine at their homes and self-isolate. They were also given pink wristbands to wear at home. The other 4 foreign employees have unfortunately passed away after contracting COVID-19. For illustration purposes only, wear long sleeve, cover your wristbands. The netizen then shared a screenshot of a conversation between the employees and the HR manager, where the HR manager informed them that their boss has decided to get 70 of them back at the office, although they were not supposed to. In the screenshot, the HR manager asked the employees to wear long-sleeved shirts to cover their quarantine wristbands. According to the netizen who submitted the story, such instruction was given as a precautionary measure for these 70 employees so that they would not get caught red-handed if they were to head out to buy food during their lunch break. It was also stated that, if they refuse to show up to work, the company will assume that the employee would want to resign from their job. If any employees inform the authorities of the company's decision, the company will fire the person who exposed them. Faking COVID-19 results in order to get some employees to work. Speaking to World Abuzz, the admin of the Facebook page further explained that these 70 employees reportedly have not even undergone any COVID-19 test. After the first 200 people were tested, the admin was told by the employee who anonymously submitted the story that the company sorted it out with a clinic, who helped to create 70 fake reports, which said that they all tested negative. For illustration purposes only, the admin also mentioned that this incident happened in mid-July of 2021. The employee who anonymously submitted the story has already resigned from the company at the end of July and has secured a new job. If you do know any companies that are not following the SOPs and rules that have been implemented, please do not hesitate to report to the authorities. COVID-19 is not a joke. The life and health of your loved ones, the people and yourself, must be top priority. What are your thoughts on this article? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, you can see doctor but can't come office? Boss gives employee hard time for taking MC. Source. Provided to WOB Source, Boom Go Employee, FB Source, The Straits Times. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.